gosh, it's really happening. I'm very excited, as you can tell. I'm Diana Alvear. Welcome to Up to Speed Live, or should I call it the Ultra Up to Speed Live Show? Because yes, it has happened. America has gone ultra. So a big day for Verizon, perhaps the biggest one yet. I'm a little nervous, to be honest with you. Today is a day for the history books. You're going to want to remember this day, okay? Because this is the day where we executed on the mission. It's all happening. America is lighting up all over the place. We are supercharging our network. We're not only reliable, we're giving you ultra, okay? And I just want to set the scene right now with saying that we watched a very excited Hans Vestberg on CNBC this morning. Our entire team was watching, and we were just feeling the electric energy that he was giving off. So on that note, I'm going to turn things right over to Hans. Hans, congratulations to you, to all of us for making this happen. You have been talking about this day. We have been dreaming of this day. You told me you didn't even sleep well because you were so excited. So tell us why today is the most ultra day ever.
Thank you, Diana. You shouldn't be nervous anymore because so far everything goes fine. But anyhow, yes, I slept good, but I was so excited for today. And V-teamers, great to be here. I talked so many times about that 2022 is probably the most important year in the history of Verizon. We did so many strategic moves last year, and they're all coming together. And one of those days in that year is today, 19th of January. We are turning on, or we have already turned on, the C-band. It's just an amazing journey we have done. The team has brought this up, and today we have it up. And it's covering so many cities. More than 90 million people are now covering with the C-band. Not only that, 1,700 cities across the globe, or the United States, as well as, of course, opening up new opportunities for consumer and for businesses. We're going to talk a little bit more about it, but I just want to say that this is historical, how quickly we have done it and what is opening up for us, because suddenly we have now a network that is so fast, so low latency, can handle so much capacity. So things like metaverse and things like that is now straight in our wheelhouse that we can work with that. And this is just the beginning. I mean, this is day one of the network, and we have so much more to do. So I think this is coming straight back to our strategy we talked about, the Verizon 2.0. We have the network as a service. We can now serve more customers. Today, we turn on so we can serve 9 million households more with the fixed wireless access. And you know how much we worked with that, with the product, the offering, the marketing. And suddenly, in all these places, the cities we are now launching this in, we can offer this. And the local teams with our field engineers, with our stores, with the marketing team are now working in a communication in every market. So the only thing I want to tell you, this is now the start of this year. And we talked about it at the kickoff, how important this year is for us to really see that our customers are getting this service and these products that we're now coming out with. So we need to rally the whole company. All of us are ambassadors and salespeople, all of us. And now it's time to see that's happening. At the same time, I know that my friend over here, Kyle, he will continue to build. But first of all, he will tell you what he's done the last 9 months to see that we're enabling it. Finally, before I hand it over to him, I just want to mention, it's been a lot in the press around airline industry and 5G. I just want to tell you that we decided yesterday, midday, to not turn on some of our sites. A small portion of our sites we didn't turn on close to airports in order for FAA and the airline industry to figure out and see that they can coexist with it. This is already existing in 40 countries, this spectrum, working with all the airlines landing in these countries. So this is a matter of time. They just need to go through the process. It's not a technology issue. It's more of a process issue. And we have the assurance from the highest levels in the White House. They have full focus on this. We're going to follow it up. We're going to be there. And Kyle's team, they have been working diligently with all the airline industry, giving them data, helping them to make this expeditious. And so it's a small piece of it, of course, a lot of headlines, but it's a small piece on the network. The more important is it's 90 million people. It's America going ultra. That's the most important for us right now. And all the challenges that we've overcome the last 9 months to be here is just amazing. And it goes to many teams, but one of the teams are, of course, the team of Kyle.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes. So So, guys, I couldn't be any prouder of not only the GNNT team, but, you know, the whole team. You need to go back 3 years plus when we started this journey. And it all kind of came to me today when I was driving down to the Lincoln Tunnel here, and I saw Diego and the marketing team had a woohoo sign already up. We had only launched it, like, literally in New York. We started around 12, midnight. Like, a few hours later, we're already marketing it. That just shows you the coordination and the teamwork that we have in this company. And, you know, but as a leader of GNNT, I have to thank all of the folks, you know, in all of the different areas, whether it be planning, engineering, the folks in the field, GTS, making sure our systems and our tools are up to snuff. Everybody across the board played a role in this in some way, shape, or form over the last 3 years. And even roadblock after roadblock, COVID, you know, supply chain issues, the FAA thing at the last minute, all of these challenges the teams have been able to overcome with teamwork from so many folks who've done such a great job over the last couple of years. But here we are. We finally turned it on. And you can count on one hand the times we've been able to turn up new spectrum at Verizon. And this is really a momentous occasion because we've never turned on so much mid-band, low-band spectrum as we are today. And the results so far are very, very positive. We've already saw this morning, so Jack out in the Midwest, he reported in between the 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. hour, we already had 3% of our traffic on C-band. So that means people are already using it at that early in the morning, which also goes back to the great planning that all the teams did. You know, millions and millions of people, because we had devices out early, are going to be able to enjoy this. But to some extent, Hans, I feel like the team has run a marathon to get to the starting line, because that's really what we've done. I don't know if I'm going to pass out or have a beer. I'll probably do both. But at the end of the day, we're at the starting line now. And now all of our BU friends can really start marketing the hell out of this thing, selling the hell out of this thing, and making sure people understand the benefits that they're going to get from this technology and how it's going to change their, both from a mobile perspective and what they do in their home and the choices that they now have. So couldn't be any more exciting, no, Mr. Vestberg.
No, Mr. Kyle, my lady, I couldn't agree more. A fantastic day. But I just want to reflect on a couple of the strategies we have, and you understand how everything hangs together. We started building the Verizon Intelligent Edge Network because we knew that we needed a lot of data, a lot of connectivity at the edge of the network. Today, this is a sort of a big event for that network. The other strategy we have is a network as a service, because we knew already 3 years ago that we would serve many different customers, everything from businesses to consumers to metaverse customers to mobile edge compute customers. And that's, and then thirdly, we also said that we're going to serve four stakeholders. We talk a lot about now that the digital inclusion, or of course, turning on fixed wireless access in more than 9 million homes today, and it's going to be much more over time, that we can serve with national broadband. It's another strategy we have. So all of all the things we have talked about in our strategy that we wanted to do is coming to fruition. And ultimately, we accelerate and we amplify the five vectors of growth with this, because basically they go into all of the five vectors of growth that we have talked to so much about. So I feel this is a redefinition of the Verizon next 10 years, and this is the start of it. A lot of work up to this moment, and it's a lot of work ahead of us. But clearly, the baton is at least now passed on to Manon and the Verizon Consumer Group, and Tammy and the Verizon Business Group. Now it's time to get out and sell and see that our customers getting the experience and the products and the services that we so long have been working on. So you can see that I'm excited. Yes, I am. It's a big day, Diana. Back to you.
Oh my God, it's the biggest day. Like I was joking before, I mean, America's getting lit. I mean, it's happening. And I love that you mentioned the part about the digital divide and the inclusion and the accessibility that comes along with turning on a network like this, because this is going to make a difference in so many communities that have not had access to this kind of power before. And I want to turn it over to one of my friends and colleagues, Steve Van Vender, who is live in Nashville, experiencing the power of Ultra himself. And he's going to speak a little bit to what he's seeing on the ground there. So Steve, you're up.
Thank you, Diana. I got to tell you, last night going to bed was like Christmas Eve for me. I looked at that indicator before I went to bed. I saw the 4G, and then I woke up, and there was the ultra-wideband, and I was like, yes, today's going to be a great day. So it has been awesome. I'm actually standing outside of our Melrose store here in Nashville. That store, those employees are electric right now. They can't wait to talk to customers all about this brand new network. They're hearing from people who are excited. They got appointments booked already for 5G home. I've actually been traveling with the Verizon Internet Gateway. I had it plugged into the hotel last night. And this morning when that C-band network kicked on, I had access to an amazing experience all provided by our C-band network. And I got to show you, we've been talking about it. I've got a phone in my hand here. I got to bring this close here so you can see. But this is a speed test live on the air. We're talking 400, 500 megabits per second over the C-band network. It's an amazing experience. When you go around town and you see that ultra-wideband indicator, there's just something inside you that gets you a little bit excited to be a Verizon employee, because you know that the future is now, and we're helping bring that experience to so many communities across the country, and we cannot wait for people to get this in their hands. So I'm going to send it back to you, because I want to go back into the store. I want to talk to our employees a little bit more, hear what they're telling our customers and why they're so excited today.
Oh, Steve, thank you so much. That was so exciting, getting that live speed test and supercharging our show with proof positive that we have gone ultra. And so many of our Verizon team members are on the ground throughout the country. Thank you, Steve. Okay, so the next thing that you're thinking of is like, okay, so we've gone ultra, we've got the supercharged network. How do I get my hands on ultra? I'm going to tell you with a little help from a friend. So we've got brand new unlimited plans for you guys. Okay, we're talking 5G Play More, 5G Do More, and our best plan ever, 5G Get More. This is what's going to get you all the best of ultra. You're going to get speeds 10 times faster than what they have at the same price as today's plans in some parts. And you can get 5G home internet for 50% off with one of our new 5G ultra wideband unlimited plans. So to tell you a little bit more about this is another friend of mine, Andrew Testa. Let's hear from him.
It's here.
It's on.
Come see us.
Today's the day.
Verizon is going ultra. Our 5G Ultra Wideband network is set to cover more than 100 million customers this month. And now it's time for you to get the most out of it. This is not just any 5G. This is 5G Ultra Wideband, delivering speeds up to 10 times faster than what you have now, and more.
So how can you get the most out of all that's new for your phone, home, and business?
Let's start with your phone.
To experience the benefits of 5G Ultra Wideband, you'll need one of our latest 5G phones with the latest software update installed. There's never been a better time to upgrade or switch. We're offering great deals in store and online.
You'll also want to sign up for one of our new 5G Ultra Wideband Unlimited plans.
We just introduced 5G Play More, 5G Do More, and our best plan ever, 5G Get More. Our 5G Get More plan is an incredible value. Not only does it offer our best network capabilities with 5G Ultra Wideband, but you also get unlimited premium data, the most mobile hotspot data in the industry, one day of international travel pass per month, and up to six entertainment services included at no extra cost, and more. The best part? You can get 5G home internet for 50% off when you're on one of these new unlimited plans. The 5G Get More plan has the most included value in the industry, double the nearest competitor. To sign up, visit a store, use the My Verizon app, or go to verizon.com/plans/unlimited. See that 5G Ultra Wideband icon on the top right of your phone? That means you've got it.
Now let's talk about home internet.
We've got two new plans, 5G Home and 5G Home Plus. No annual contracts, no extra fees, no data overages, and no equipment charges. The price is the price, guaranteed, so you'll get no surprises or price creep. How does it work? Go to verizon.com/5G home and plug in your address. You'll see what plans you qualify for. Then we'll send you what you need to get started. You'll be able to set up your new 5G home internet on your own time. No need to schedule an installation appointment. It's virtually plug and play. With prices 50% off when you choose our new 5G Ultra Wideband Unlimited plans, you're gonna wanna sign up for both mobile and home service. It's an amazing value. Now, for all you business owners, we know you deserve more from your Business Unlimited plans. And that's why we're offering some of the best deals around. Our Business Unlimited Plus plan offers increased premium network access and strong mobile security features at our best price ever. And the Business Unlimited Pro plan includes unlimited premium data and 100 gigabytes of mobile hotspot data so business customers can work, share, and collaborate like never before. You can save up to $80 per month when you combine a Business Unlimited smartphone plan with LTE Business Internet or 5G Business Internet connectivity from Verizon. 5G Business Internet is a fast, reliable alternative to cable internet for businesses of all sizes. It includes options for self-setup or professional installation, plus multiple pricing and service choices, unlimited data, and the kicker, you can lock in a guaranteed price for 10 years with no long-term contracts. Get started today at verizon.com/5GBusinessInternet, plug in your address, and see what service you qualify for. And choose the plan that best serves your needs. We'll take care of the rest, either online or with the help of your Verizon business partner.
So there you have it, whether you're on the go, at home, or for business.
There's never been a better time to get all that 5G Ultra Wideband has to offer.
All right, thank you, Andrew Testa. And don't go anywhere because we've got Hans coming back at the end of the show to wrap us up because we're about to talk about something super, super cool. So the network is on. We've shown you how you can get access to it, but now we're going to show you how you can be a part of this too, how you can become the 5G Ultra Challenge contest winner. Yes, this is where you come in, all right, folks? So we've been so excited about this on our team, excited to tell you about it. So really, all we want you to do is send us a video showing how you would pitch 5G Ultra Wideband to anybody, whether it's your family, your friends, your coworkers, somebody you meet on the subway train or, you know, picking up your kids at daycare. If your video is selected, we are going to crown you 5G Ultra Challenge champion, and you are going to receive some very sweet prizes. So very quickly, I'm going to walk you through the rules. Mainly, stay away from copyrighted music, keep it clean, and be creative. We don't care what you do. You can sing it, you can dance it, you can use a whiteboard, you can, you know, ride on a surfboard telling us to do it with a GoPro. Whatever you want to do, however you want to be creative, we want to see it, okay? You can talk about anything you think is exciting, the enhanced network, the plans, 5G home and business. We are so excited to see your creative abilities at work, okay? We've given you tons of reasons to believe, but if you need just a little bit more inspiration, check out the Up to Speed team.
Hey, V-Team, it's producer Jess here, and I've got some news that'll make you want to cheer. We've launched a contest made especially for you with a real sweet surprise that'll make you go, woo! 5G Ultra, it's so fast, it's absurd, and we want to hear how you'll spread the word. Write a poem, sing a song, heck, do a dance. Just don't delay or you might miss your chance. Verizon 5G Ultra Wideband is changing the game. Lightning fast speeds put the competition to shame. Faster downloads, more capacity, even new plan. It's the ultra fast network, so you can.
All right, it's time to play Guess That Ultra. First question for our contestants. What does 5G Ultra Wideband free you up to do on the go that you couldn't do before? Ooh. Is it downloading huge documents? Is it playing console quality games? Or is it seamlessly streaming TV series in HD? Ooh, that show's my favorite. Well, the answer is D, all of the above. Now that's ultra.
Hey folks, I know it can be hard to understand just how fast the new 5G Ultra Wideband is. It would be great if we could give a visual, you know, give you an idea. In fact, start with what you're already getting with your 4G LTE, which might look a little like this. But with 5G Ultra Wideband, it's not just about moving that data faster, it's about moving a lot more data faster, which might look a little bit more like this. You know, now that I think about it, when you're talking about going ultra, you're talking about speeds up to 1 gig per second to your mobile device. That might look a little bit more like this. The point I'm trying to make is you can download a lot of stuff really quickly. It's time to get ultra.
Hey, buddy, what's up? Good to see you.
Hey, man, what's up? Did you get a haircut?
No, nothing's changed since the last time we saw each other.
there's definitely something different about you.
Well, honestly, I'm not surprised because now I have Verizon 5G Ultra Wideband, so now my video calls are crystal clear.
Have your eyes always been that green?
Well, that's very nice of you to say, but it's crazy. With call quality like this, it's like you're sitting across the table from me. Wow, look at that. It's the next best thing to being in person. Sounds like Verizon 5G Ultra Wideband is the real deal. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Oh, thank you so much to Matt, Jess, Chris, and Dave for showing us their creative sides. And it's up to you now because we know you've got it in you, okay? So what are you waiting for? We're going to be facing off our V-teamers in three rounds. The entire V-team is going to be voting on submissions. That includes you. So you get to vote on the ones you like best until a grand prize champion is crowned the Ultra 5G champion. I am so excited to see what everybody has to say. Submissions can start right now, so you can go to our story on VZ Web or inside Verizon to find the links to submit your video. So good luck, everybody. We know that you guys are super creative and we can't wait to see what you've got. Now, I'm going to head back to New York with Hans and Kyle. And Hans, I mean, I want to see your video submission. I want to see how you're going to enter this contest for VTubers.
Me too, and I was just checking if I could win the contest, but apparently the people here told me I cannot win, so I'm not sure I'm going to send something in. But I'm also looking forward to see all our employees sending in their way of expressing Ultra. And of course, this is going straight down to our roots. All of us are the ambassador for the brand. We are expressing and standing up for the brand that is so important to us, our trust and innovation. And today is a big day for that, trust and innovation. Both the innovation we're doing with the products, the solution, the marketing, and the technology, but also trusting that this network is going to perform flawlessly, fantastically for our customers. If they're business customers, home broadband owners or consumers, doesn't matter. Mobile edge compute users, that's so important. So it's embodying everything we're doing. So I think that's an ask to all our employees that you are the ambassadors for this right now. And the baton is passed on in the first days in order for seeing that we now start giving, selling these services to our customers. Finally, just want to come back also to talk a little bit about the pandemic and which is different in different places in the world. I'm just saying to everyone, continue to follow our protocols. The safety of our employees is always the number one. I also want to thank all our field teams that are out there every day in the stores or installing, doing this work with all this accuracy and fantastic work, but also thinking about the safety principles and rules that we have in the company. I just want to remind you about that. And I also talk to all the office employees that we have that is mainly working remotely. All our offices are open, and the team with Sam and Craig are doing everything to see that we are in safe environment there as well. And of course, we are looking forward to the day when work forward starts, and hopefully that can be in not too distant future when we can get that starting. And that's a hybrid model. It's a hybrid model where it's going to be unit specific when you think it's a good time to be in the office, and the rest is going to be where you think is the best way to do your job. So I think we're trying to find that model, listening a lot to our employees. So I wanted to mention that at the same time as we're super excited, Kyle,
absolutely,
for what's happening today.
Super excited.
Yeah, he's super excited. And he said something about taking a beer and rest or something. I don't think that's going to happen because we are just continuing the rolling of this. And I have to thank everyone all the way from, as Kyle said, planning, engineering, marketing, technology, GTS. Everybody has been on strategy, execution, and the sales side that is selling right now. This is a company effort. And remember what I said, this is an important day in the 2022, which is the most important year of Verizon. And I couldn't be more excited for it. And I thank everyone for whatever you have done and how you have supported this effort. And on we go. Ultra. We go Ultra.
That's right. I wish I had a bottle of champagne that I could pop right now to show how we're feeling. But then I also need like a starter gun to shoot that off, because you're right. I mean, this is the beginning. This is the beginning of our future. So thank you to Hans and Kyle, both of you coming on live to let us know about everything. What a big day for everybody. Thank you to Steve Van Dinter on the ground in Nashville and the rest of the comms team, getting excited feedback from our customers and V-teamers, as well as Jess and Chris and Dave and Matt for telling us how they're going to spread the good word of the 5G Ultra Wideband gospel. And by the way, we've been getting so much feedback about our shirts. Like, I get messages asking, where can I get my Ultra Wideband shirt? Well, just click the link in today's story and you can get one of your own and wear it with pride. So again, thank you to everybody who's been watching. Today's such an important day, January 19, 2022, the day America went ultra. Thank you so much for watching. As you heard Hans say, stay ultra safe, stay connected, get out there and enjoy that ultra wideband for yourself. I'm Diana Alviar. What an awesome day. Until next time, you're up to speed.